I'm Jason Brown with Lappian Parrot Productions and Sierra Way Media. Here is your Eastern Sierra news. The Bishop Broncos stayed dominant on Friday, securing a commanding 14-0 shutout victory over the Falcons in a five-inning contest. It was a clinic on both sides of the ball, defined by lockdown pitching and an offense that capitalized on every opportunity. On the mound, combined shutout. The Bishop pitching staff was lights out, combining for a three-hit shutout while allowing zero walks across five innings. Ben Kemp earned the start, striking out four in two innings of work. He allowed just one hit, which was erased by Ruben Nicholson, gunned down the runner at second to end the second inning. Undy Leeson kept the momentum in middle relief, tossing two scoreless innings, only three strikeouts and only one hit allowed. Knox Moffitt closed the door in the fifth, allowing one hit and zero runs to seal the win. At the plate, efficient and aggressive, the Broncos scored in every single inning, showing incredible efficiency by leaving only four runners on the base the entire game. What's next? The Broncos are taking the show on the road. Bishop travels north to take on Mammoth Huskies at Whitmore Park today. Last night at the City of Bishop Council meeting, the council presented Wild Iris Family Counseling and Crisis Center and CASA of the Eastern Sierra with proclamations declaring April 2026 Sexual Assault Awareness Month and Child Abuse Prevention Month. Also last night at the City of Bishop was proud to introduce its new official logo, a fresh visual identity that captures the spirit, beauty, and unique character of the Eastern Sierra created through a collaborative process with local talent. Graphic design led by Carrie Davis of Sharp End Designs. Original artwork by acclaimed local artist Annie Logan. It was inspired by the landscape of the Sierra Nevada. The project highlights their commitment to working with Eastern Sierra creatives while building a modern, cohesive brand for the city. The new logo will appear across signage, digital platforms, communications, and promotional materials moving forward. Part of the city's 2025-26 strategic plan, this update strengthens our sense of a place and community pride. It is going to be used for marketing and other things. It does not replace the official seal. A career milestone in public service, Adam Marsland, Deputy Fire Chief. While the promotion represents years of dedication and leadership within the department, the highlight of the evening at the City Council was the formal pinning ceremony by his spouse, Crystal. Performed the honors, fastening the new gold badge to his uniform, gesture symbolizing the shared sacrifice and support that makes such a demanding career possible. The significance of the pinning in fire service tradition, the pinning ceremony is deeply symbolic. The badge represents the authority of the office and the public's trust. The family, having a spouse or a family member pin the badge, acknowledges that behind every first responder is a support system that serves alongside them. Congratulations to Deputy Chief Marsland on this well-deserved promotion and to the Marsland family for their continued service to our community. Well, let's talk softball. Bishop Varsity Softball dominated on the road, put on an offensive clinic this past Friday, April 24th, traveling to Fraser Mountain and returning home with a commanding 20-8 victory. With this win, the Broncos improved 7-3 in league play. Let's talk defensive gems. The defense came up huge in high-pressure moments. The double play. The Broncos executed a perfect around-the-horn double play to escape the third inning. Sadie Myers, third base to Faye Spoonhunter, second base to Layla Beal, first base. The clutch catch with the bases loaded in the sixth. Azul Aranzubia made a spectacular grab in center field to kill a Fraser Mountain rally. In the circle, Ginger Loden went the distance through six innings, racking up seven strikeouts to keep the lead intact. Sadie Mayers entered the seventh to shut the door, allowing no runs and adding a strikeout to finish the game. What's next for them? The Broncos are taking that momentum to the mountains at Mammoth today, April 28th. Let's keep rolling. Go Broncos. For more stats, head to Sierra Wave for more stats. That's sierrawave.net. Yesterday, Sheriff Stephanie J. Rennie swore in two new members for their team. They're pleased to welcome Deputy Sheriff James Clark, a resident of Big Pine who will be serving the communities of Inyo County. They're excited to have him join them and look forward to their professionalism and dedication that he brings to their mission. They also welcome Deputy Sheriff Trainee Raphael Gorvich. He's also a resident of Big Pine who will attend the Basic Peace Officer Academy in June 2026. His path forward reflects continued growth and their commitment to preparing the next generation of deputies who will serve in our communities. At the Inyo County Sheriff's Office, they are committed to building strong relationships with the residents, visitors, and partner agencies through professionalism, service, and trust. Welcome to the team, Deputy Clark and Deputy Sheriff Trainee Gorovich. The California Highway Patrol will conduct a 24-hour maximum enforcement period focused on speeding to help reduce serious and fatal crashes across California. The MEP begins at 6 a.m. on April 28th, that's this morning, and ends at 5:59 a.m. on April 29th. The enforcement effort will take place throughout the day and night, emphasizing that there is no safe time or place to drive at unsafe speeds. During the operation, officers will monitor roadways and take enforcement action against drivers who exceed posted speed limits or travel at unsafe speeds. For the conditions, speeding reduces a driver's ability to react to changing traffic conditions and greatly increases the severity of the crash. Even a slight increase in speed can significantly affect the outcome of a crash. Speeding continues to be one of the leading causes of serious and fatal crashes of California roadways. When drivers choose to exceed safe speeds, they reduce their ability to react and increase the risk for everyone on the road. Slowing down is one of the simplest steps that drivers can take to protect themselves and others, CHP Commissioner Sean Dury says. So if you're on your way to Independence to go to work and you're listening to this at the 7 o'clock hour, you might want to slow down. I'm Jason Brown bringing you the news. For more news, always go to sierrawave.net or follow us on Instagram or Facebook at Sierra Wave Media. We're also on that thing called x.com. Remember, since 1996, for 30 years now, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. Talking about the people who shape it, well, that would have been Ethan Jacobson and myself. We've got a new movie review out there for you to go watch, Michael. And we definitely encourage you to check out the review and definitely expect you to head down to Bishop Twin Theater to watch it. For showtimes, you can go to bishoptheater.com. Thanks for listening.